The Marvelous Fairfax Manuscript is a collection of songs prepared for use at the court of Henry VII. It was copied sometime around 1500, and among other things, it contains 12 sacred songs, which give us insight into the thinking and devotional interests at the court of Henry VII before the English Reformation. I tend to associate carols with Christmas carols. But in Renaissance England, carol referred to a music form. Any song on any subject could be a carol as long as it had a series of verses and a refrain, which they called a burden. That kind of carol was common in England for some 200 years. But now, by about 1500, these devotional carols have become complex, lengthy vocal compositions, almost the length of a movement of an early symphony, which could only be sung by the most highly trained singers, like those in the Chapel Royal or a cathedral or college choir. The carol, Jesu, Mercy, How May This Be, is a meditation on the divinity, humanity, and suffering of Jesus. In verse 1, we are invited to marvel that, while in heaven, Christ was equal to God the Father as a deity. In other words, like God, Christ was immortal, incapable of suffering, and he is described here as the light of the world. So, why would this Christ give up all of that in order to become a human being? Jesu, mercy, how may this be? In verse 2, we marvel that this same deity, who created the world out of nothing, even created pain and joy, would now be willing to suffer, weep, and be deeply moved by woes. Jesu, mercy, how may this be? Verse 3 opens with three held chords. Ah, Jesu. Those chords, marked by fermatas, were the equivalent to adding a halo over someone's head in a painting. They were there to call attention to that holy person. Verse 3 then recalls words which relate the suffering of Christ on the cross. And yet, really, he was never actually required to do all of this. Jesu, mercy, how may this be? In the fourth and final verse, the poet imagines a dialogue between Jesu and the believer in which Jesus answers all of the questions with one brief statement. Thee to purchase both joy and bliss. Jesu, mercy, how may this be?